Welcome to Tunage, a music podcast made for the Pioneer, Cooper Union student-run newspaper. In each episode, we will cover a wide variety of music selections, all catered towards a specific theme. We will play our selected songs in addition to sharing the reasons why we chose them. So wherever you're listening, just sit back and let us soundtrack your next hour. Tunage is recorded in the Pioneer office at 41 Cooper Square. So can I get a window seat? Just listening to Window Seat by Erica Badu. Thank you for joining us for episode 4 of this little show we like to call Tunage. My name is Brandon. I'm joined here today by Kavya, Olivia, Gabby, Brian, and Matt. Happy November, everyone. I can't believe Christmas is here already.
Don't forget Thanksgiving, you pleb.
Honestly, like, it's just Christmas season already. I'm ready.
It's just Christmas.
But it's weird because, we shoot this on the Friday before, but today is 70 degrees. Yeah, I need it immediately to snow, like, at this very second.
It was, freezing Tuesday and Wednesday, and yesterday and today, it was just, like...
Tomorrow, it's supposed to jump back down to the 50s, and it's supposed to be that all week, and I'm very excited that it's optimal weather for me, because for me, that's not, maybe not optimal weather, but it's the weather that it's supposed to be,
so yeah,
I can
no.
live in my happy fantasy of nothing is wrong.
I'm trying to be in Christmas mode, and it needs to be Christmas weather.
as long as Christmas isn't 70 degrees again, like it was our freshman year, that'd be great.
Was it really?
I had no idea. A snowstorm though. Oh no, on Christmas Day.
Christmas Day, actually.
I do remember that. That was weird.
I liked it because I'm cold.
Kind of uncomfortable.
All the time.
Have you seen all those Christmas memes?
What do you mean?
Like it's November 1st. It's Christmas now.
Yeah, no, that's what I was referring to.
Yeah, it's like Halloween and then it's like...
It's immediately Christmas.
Yeah, I love it.
But it also marks the halfway point of the semester. I actually think we're more than halfway.
We're in the ninth week.
Okay. But I also think it's sad that the last episode we shot was 2 weeks ago, and I think we talked about how it was like midterm season.
It's still midterm season.
Yeah, exactly. I still have like a midterm.
I still have like three more weeks to go.
I still have like how many lab reports and like whatever amount of essays left to do. So before Thanksgiving break too, so
it never ends.
The grind never ends.
Our workload is the heavy side step function.
Yeah.
Definitely. I hate you.
It just rockets up and then it never stops.
Oh my gosh. The grind really never ends. So we decided to dedicate this episode to the grind and share what songs help us get through these long ass studying, report writing, crying sessions. And all. So we can get right to it, but before we begin, we just like to express our condolences to the victims of the recent shootings here in Manhattan. I know all of us are especially shaken up by the one right outside of the Foundation building last Wednesday that took Elizabeth Lee of Grace Church School. Counseling services are available here at Cooper if you've been impacted by these events and need to talk to anyone. We'll put in links to those right here on the post. We can't operate on fear, but we must look after one another. And to quote our president, Laura Sparks, in her community message, I can't think of a group of people whom I'd rather be doing this with than this one right here at Cooper. So thank you all for joining me, especially on such a hectic and mournful week. So
yeah, I just want to say a little bit extra because not only did it happen so close to Cooper, my school, but it was directly tied to my workplace. Mm-hmm. And like that community is definitely without a doubt shaken up. I've had tutoring sessions canceled last minute just because the people decided that they just could not handle it. And to be quite honest with you, I was secretly very relieved because even though I showed up and I was ready to tutor, I haven't been in a good mind and space for the past week. Ever since I heard it up, it shook me up because when I saw her photo, I recognized her. So basically, I haven't been handling it very well, but it's always incredibly comforting to know that at least there's like a community behind. And at that bike rack, people have been leaving flowers
and notes and candles,
and that's so nice to see.
Yeah, you showed me the photo from, like, I think, like, one of the first days after, and now there's a lot of, like, bouquets of flowers.
Yeah, I from my own catharsis, I tend to go to that place often to sort of check up on it. But, on Thursday morning, there were, like, a couple lilies and rose petals. Now there's, like, a full-fledged shrine, practically. But I personally think it could be bigger.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of urging everybody who can just, like, give literally $5, go to Trader Joe's, get a nice bouquet, put something down. It's the least anybody could do right now.
It just happened in such a tragic moment in broad daylight too, so
7:50 a.m.
I know everyone here kind of received those notifications all at once. And I don't know about you, but that was a little jarring to me. It just it hit more impactfully just knowing that it was like right there, and getting it all at once was kind of unsettling.
I couldn't really believe it when I got the phone call and stuff. I was just like, there's no way this is happening right now.
I was like away. I think I was in the bathroom. I was taking a shower, and then like people saw, and then they called me like from like my home friends, and like my parents were like, oh, are you okay? Like, did anything happen? And I realized that it's so close to Cooper, and it's just like, wow, yeah. What is going on?
I was actually in that area like half an hour after it happened. I was going to work because it happened at like 7, 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. And I had an appointment at Grace Church at 8:30. And the school was on lockdown at the time. It had just released. They let me in because they recognized me. And I work there and stuff. And when I found out bit by bit what had happened, that there was a shooting. Then it was related to Grace Church. And then, yeah, my appointment didn't show up that day. But to be quite honest, I don't blame him at all.
I think a good way to cope is to, you know, it's good to move on in mournful times and make sure that everyone's looking after one another. So thank you again for coming. We can get started. I think Kavya, you're up first for us. What music do you like to listen to study?
So I listen to Indian music.
Yeah.
it's TBH. I don't understand half the words, 'cause I don't understand this language. It's Hindi, and I speak a different language, but it's from movies, and they're just kind of like fun. I listen to like all the different genres, but I'm playing the song called Radha. It's from Jab Harry Met Sejal, you know, the play on the, okay.
When Harry met, yeah. Sally, right?
Okay. Yeah, but like it's a play on that movie. I actually didn't watch it yet, but I really want to. It's like a rom-com, and the song is just super upbeat, and everyone loves dancing to it. And I like doing it when I'm just, you know, chilling and doing homework. All right.
What kind of homework do you like to do while you do this?
I listen to this like when I'm doing problem sets and stuff. Like, I can't listen to boring music and I fall asleep.
Okay, so y'all, if you see Kavya in Frankie's listening to music and doing over, she's listening to this song.
Yeah,
it's
100% probably listening to this. Main bani teri radha.
How it kind of became EDM sometime in the middle.
That's my favorite part, the middle.
There's like a lot of thumping, like I don't know, I'm trying to think of an EDM DJ that production just reminded me of. Shit.
Like, pretty much any of them.
Right? If you told me like that was like a Zed remix, I'd be like, oh yeah, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah. It could be EDM though.
Yeah, honestly, if I was listening to this while studying, I'd suddenly be super hyped about studying, no matter what I'd be studying.
I mean, that's why I listen. It makes me, like, excited.
Like, I was fist pumping in here. I know you're probably not supposed to do that. Brian, what song have you brought for us for this episode?
Yeah, I brought Radiohead's Nude.
Yes!
Well, like, it's completely different, right? Because, like, I often like to, like, zone when I'm studying, like, and listen to downbeat music, depending on what I'm doing. Because when I'm doing projects, I like to listen to, like, angry stuff. Like, I'll listen to metal music or, like...
Death Grips or something.
Or, like, Death Grips, yeah. But, like, when I'm doing, like... When it's, like, late at night and I'm doing, like, J-Lab or something like that, I'm listening to Radiohead usually. Mm. And I was, like, scared to bring Radiohead onto the podcast.
No, yeah. Bring it. Totally bring everything. Bring, like, all the weird stuff, too.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, Brandon, you specifically, like, requested Radiohead.
I didn't, like, request. I was just, like, someone do a Radiohead song. I just want to talk about Tom York.
We can talk about... We can, like... I should have requested the whole OK Computer album.
Honestly, we just do a Kid A episode. Like, everyone chooses a Kid A song.
Oh,
right, Kavya?
What? Who's Kid A?
Who's Kid A?
It's a Radiohead album. It's not who, it's what.
Oh boy.
Who are the Karma Police?
It's a lot of Deep Loop music.
Before I'm called out, I gotta say that I didn't ever get too into Radiohead, like, by album at least. Like, the only album that I really do know is In Rainbows. That's, I can't say that's a personal favorite because that's the only one I truly know.
Well, that's what
this
song is from.
It's great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a hot song. Yeah. it is
a pretty hot song.
I mean, that's actually the interesting thing is, like, Tom York said something along the lines of, like, In Rainbows is what he would call an album of seduction songs.
Okay.
Which is, like, ridiculous if you like, I don't know.
This is the album he decided to make in light of all of the rise of, like, Timbaland in that era.
Yeah, yeah.
Essentially.
Exactly.
So this is Tom York's version of Promiscuous by...
Exactly.
I need that in my life. I need that cover. Live Lounge, so you're listening.
Oh,
let's
God.
Get that. Sad because while we were listening to the song, we're just looking at photos of Tom York having a little roast session. What did we just say?
This is a roast Tom York podcast now. We have taken over. He is a methed out Jesus Christ.
Creepy Willie Nelson.
Creepy Willie.
What was
Nelson.
The Benedict Cumberbatch?
Benedict.
It looks like Benedict Cumberbatch's, like, special little brother.
Oh, what an idiot. That's horrible.
Oh my God.
Okay, Benedict Cumberbatch's idiot brother.
Yes. Cut that out? No, come on, man.
Tom York was probably considering becoming a benefactor of Cooper, and then he heard this podcast, and he was like, nope. No.
Well, we can't get that millionaire to donate to Cooper. I guess we'll have to go to the other two.
Two millionaires?
Okay.
I did. There was a Radiohead was in the news recently because a Fox News commentator, Radiohead is one of the possible inductees in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and basically this commentator was saying like,
did they confuse them with Coldplay? Because
yeah, so there was that one too.
They did?
There was that one too. I did read about that, and then there was another one where this lady was saying like, oh, they're undeserving because like only strange, malnourished, and sad people listen to Radiohead.
Oh,
and
I was like,
damn.
Oh, no.
Honestly, why don't you just say my name?
I'm only two of the three, so it's really
with the Coldplay comment, I was kidding. I didn't know they actually did that. That's amazing.
No, yeah, someone, I think, said
the poor
that.
Poor man's Coldplay.
Which is so honestly
sad.
Really.
Oh my god.
Both great bands, but I mean, I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, like, it's
poor
weird.
Man's.
They're right. Like, Tom York's music, like we even said, it's just like, him as a person, like, you said that this was a seduction album? Yeah, that's like, it's a seduction album if your fetish is going to the corner and crying. And knowing this music, that's probably Tom York's actual fetish.
Oh my god. That is
beautiful.
Disgusting.
Going to the corner and crying?
Gabby, okay. What song did you bring for us? Yeah.
Okay, so, so how do we transition from here?
So off the rails.
So, okay, I do not like to listen to very in-your-face music. I can't listen to music with words when I'm studying, because then I'll start focusing on the music and I'll get distracted from studying. So what I do is that I listen to classical music, because I've also read studies that apparently classical music helps you focus better. And my personal favorite is Bach's, Matt, roast me if I'm wrong, but it's the Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme. Yes, Matt?
Yes.
Okay, I get the Matt Grattan thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
All 4 years of high school German really paying off right now.
This is just Google Translate, man. So
heck,
I guess,
yeah.
I beat you there. Which, by the way, for I guess if you want to know, translates to awake, the voice is calling us. I take back what I say about I don't listen to in-your-face music, because that's pretty in-your-face.
The title
was the precursor to Chop Suey. Wake up,
wake
the
up.
Voice calls us.
Wake up,
what an obscure reference. Wow.
Okay. So this is my personal favorite Bach song, the German thing that I just said.
No, say it again.
Okay, hold on. Wachet auf, what was it? Wachet auf, ruft uns die Stimme.
Hey.
Thank you.
So that was the musical stylings of Bach. Thank you.
Thank you, NPR.
I'm doing my best.
It must be 4 a.m. and I'm in the car driving home.
That made me very uncomfortable. It was more ASMR than NPR.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
Pretty much.
That was on the fly, by the way.
Oh, really?
I'm just clever like that.
Good job.
Wow. Anyway. But thank
this
you for
is
that.
Unscripted.
This everything is unscripted. We go uncensored and unscripted in this room.
I feel so free. Yeah, so what am I going to do with this freedom?
No, it's okay. I love classical music because, I don't know, as a musician, it just really hits hard because, like, you learn a piece and then you really fall in love with it and then you play it and then... So I can't do classical music when studying because I would start to pick out different instruments. I'll be like, wow, that horn solo was beautiful. And I'd be like, oh, like the strings. And
wait,
then
the horn solo?
The French horn.
The French horn. That's an instrument.
Freudian slip much,
it's beautiful. Anyways, yeah, so I'll be like, I'll start to pick out, yeah, all that detail so I can't focus.
Oh, see, that was me listening to the Future and Young Thug album this week. I was like, yo, did Young Thug really say that?
Yeah, it's like...
Super slimy.
Yeah,
it's actually a decent album. Like, I mean, there were a lot of throwaway tracks, but the
so like Olivia was like, wow, that was a beautiful solo. I was like, whoa, did Thugger really say that?
Super slimy.
We're not the same person.
Branching off of what you were saying though, Olivia, honestly, like, I feel like because I've also had the same like classical music training, like that's my basis. But to be quite honest with you, like, my love of classical music is more Stockholm syndrome than anything else because I had my piano teacher only gave me classical music to play.
Really?
So I either had to learn to like it or get out, and I took like 13 years of lessons. So
yeah, no, I started with Baroque music, like Bach plays Baroque, and then I really hated it because it was so like structural, but then I started to learn to appreciate it because it's like it's so ornate while being. Anyways, because of that, I can't do classical music while studying because. Yeah, I focus on, like, everything. So, for me, studying music, I like it when it's, like, not too poppy and not too, like, loud, because then I'll be focusing on the music. But I also like it when it's, like, a really easy, breezy song that I can easily harmonize, like, mindlessly to.
Hey.
Yeah. So, I picked this song, Awkward Part 2. It's by the Social Club Misfits. I actually didn't know there was a part 1 because it's not on Spotify, but then when I was looking it up, there is a part 1. But I like the part 2 better, so I stuck with the part 2. It's very light and easy. It's really cute. And there's enough of the melodic part, and there's enough of, like, the rap, whatever, hip-hop, pop. So it's, like, easier for me to just focus on, I guess, like, half of it. So it helps me focus. And, like, it's really cute. It leaves me really happy and, like, motivated to do more. So, yeah.
Is this a band?
Yeah. So there are two people. They're from Florida. They're, what was it? I looked it up because I wasn't sure about them. What? Oh, they're a Christian hip-hop club. Like, they're a Christian hip-hop duo. They're one of the only openly faith-based, like, music-promoting people. And it's really cool as a Christian. Just, but whatever. Just listen to the song. I love it. It's so cute. It's one of my favorites. You sent me a request and I accepted. But I didn't know you at all. You started liking pictures from way back when. My homies considered you a stalker, but I told them at least I think she is cute. Likes turned to comments and I saw you while at school. Well, isn't it awkward that we see each other every day but we don't speak at all? Well, isn't it awkward that we're close on the internet, but real life we're so far? Hey, stranger, don't I look familiar to you? Hey, stranger, hey, stranger, don't I look familiar to you? How will you keep doing that awkward thing you do?
Hi, looking at me? Okay, now you're looking at them. Oh. Now I wasn't talking to you guys. I was talking to them. I think everything about you is magical, and I just love your face. That was kind of weird to say. It's not like I think about you every day. Okay, maybe half the day. You sit in math class right next to me, and if you need notes, just ask for me, and we can get lost like Castaway. Like Castaway, it's a movie from like back in the day with Tom Hanks and stuff, and I'm just kind of stupid. I just had to say.
Well, isn't it awkward that we see each other every day but we don't speak at all? Well, isn't it awkward that we're close on the internet, but real life we're so far. Hey stranger, don't I look familiar to you? Hey stranger, hey stranger, don't I look familiar to you? Oh, will you keep doing that awkward thing you do?
In music, I think my favorite whistle in music is
Whistle by
Flo Rida.
That's the person I thought of too.
Fuck you. Not okay.
He invented whistling in that song.
He invented whistling.
I can't believe Flo Rida invented whistling in 2011. I'm up. So I like to listen to music with a lot of kind of like instrumental layers because it kind of sets the mood right for focusing. Sense. And I think it's the same reason why I know a lot of Cooper kids listen to EDM while they study, which I can never get, but I understand because like people like
they don't go out, so they
no, but like deadass, like I'll see people like writing like, you know, like very like somberly, I guess, on like Google Docs or whatever, and they'll take off their headphones and I'll be like bong 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 bong, and I'm like damn, okay. You do you.
There's a party in my mind, bro.
But I understand. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh. It's like packed with layers and the drums and stuff. So, I mean, this song kind of does that for me, but the layers are more from like analog instrumentation, I guess. She's laughing still. So I've chosen Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. I see a lot of Fleetwood Mac's influence in modern artists like Haim and like that. The recent like Harry Styles album too is very Fleetwood Mac-esque. Yeah, even the last like Miley Cyrus album, Bangers, had like a song on there, Rooting for My Baby, that I always thought was like if Pharrell like produced a Fleetwood Mac song. So yeah, the song is like timeless and I just like love like really good harmonies in music, and the song, yeah, it does it for me. So shout out to the legendary Miss Stevie Nicks. She's that bitch, and she did that on this song, so.
She doesn't deserve to be called a bitch.
Sorry, she's a queen. I'm sorry, she's a queen.
Of the love.
Stevie Nicks and whoever the other guy is.
Lindsey Buckingham. Right? Yeah, and then the other guys. Right.
Well, Mac Fleetwood is the name of the drummer, isn't it?
Did ask?
Really?
Yeah, I think it might be.
Yeah. Okay. I saw him on an episode of, like, Car Talk.
That is so funny.
One of two episodes of Car Talk I've seen.
To be quite honest with you, I didn't even, like, consider where they even got the name Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, it's the drummer's name backwards.
Imagine roll call. Fleetwood Mac. Ideas.
I think I read that they're being honored at the Grammys next year, so they have, like, a little gala thing where artists are gonna, like, tribute them. And, like, I think I saw Fleetwood Mac. And I think I saw that, like, Lorde is gonna perform there, so I'm trying to imagine I'm trying to imagine Lorde performing a Fleetwood Mac song.
Didn't she have Stevie Nicks on her last album somewhere?
Lana Del Rey.
Same person.
No.
They both released albums around the same time this year, though.
But the sound.
No, Lorde is the artist that talks about the teeth. Lana Del Rey is the artist that talks about the cocaine and the daddies.
The daddies.
Huge difference.
The daddies especially.
No.
I'm pretty sure she pioneered the daddy fetish that took over the internet in, like, 2015.
Yeah.
What?
Lana Del Rey.
What about her?
She has a lot of daddies. Strippers in her songs.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, Lorde is into, like old school metal.
No, Lorde is such a student of music. Like, it's crazy how she has such a good knowledge of music. But it's like, she, like, will, like, name drop, like, Paul Simon and Britney Spears in the same sentence. And you're like, God, damn, I'm trying to be at this level of music knowledge. So she's great. Let's just have a Lorde episode. Okay?
Yeah.
Next episode is Lorde episode.
Yes. Oh, God.
Brian's going to choose a Lana song out of this fight.
Out of spite.
She's like, I've chosen video games for this Lorde episode.
Calling it right now. I'm doing her original EP in its entirety.
So we're at our last song. Matt, close us off. What song did you bring for us?
All right, I picked Moment's Notice by John Coltrane. It comes off his 1957 album, Blue Train. Pun on the name Coltrane. I like to listen to live like concerts or albums when I study, because it gives me a sense of continuity, so I can kind of drown out the noise. So I listen to a lot of different stuff, but I also like to listen to this one particular jazz album because I think it's a pretty solid album. This is my favorite song from it, and it gets me kind of hype, but not too hype, so I can still do work, you know. Yeah, let's give it a listen, I guess.
Yeah. Thank you. entire time you're listening to this, just watching Olivia react to all of the little instruments and little flourishes that were added in between.
It was so good. Oh my god.
We got a new stan over here. Thank you.
Like, I actually love jazz music, so I really am thankful that you did this song.
Threw me right back to high school jazz band. I think it threw, like, most threw of us, back. Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Repping saxophone. Repping...
Drums.
Drums.
Bass guitar.
Trombone.
Flute and vocal.
The audience.
The audience.
That was good. That
Very
was good.
Appreciated.
I really did. That was good.
Brought me back to those summer nights playing Civilization 5 and listening to John Coltrane records in my bedroom.
What?
You just got like an inside glimpse of Brian's life.
Yeah, just Brian.
Brian and I were pretty close over the summer.
Okay.
I mean, our civilizations, right? I mean, we had
civilizations. Yeah, they were pretty nearby.
There's a story.
We're going for a science victory, so
yeah,
we had to,
right? Science. Yeah,
that's what the kids are calling it.
So anyway,
we got a new issue of the Pioneer out today. Wow, Volume 97, Issue 4. Do you want to give us a quick brief of the new issue, Matt and Kavya?
All right, I'll go first. We're able to interview President Sparks,
what?
And that'll be featured in this issue.
My president.
Okay. our very own Brandon covered Monument, Myth, and Meaning. That article will also be published today.
With Asante. Shout out to Asante.
Oh, yeah, Asante too, sorry. And Matt, go for it.
We've got a pretty cool article about the campus history. There might be some cool photos with that as well, so stay tuned for that. And of course, there's the movie reviews and the food reviews and the crossword you all like to read and do.
Read? Read the crossword.
I personally think it's very compelling.
I do think it's but we sorry I just want to bring this up whenever we do these quick briefs. I like it how like in one episode I think Kavya like led with we have a new crossword. she that was deleted.
The crossword's
breaking news crossword.
I just think it's funny. It's like, so what enticing articles do you have for us this
the
year
crossword.
So we have a new crossword.
New crossword. We're not recycling one.
Sorry, no, I just thought it was funny one time. Okay, sorry, keep going, Matt.
That's it.
Oh, that's it.
And then I mean, Brian's movie.
Brian,
music.
Brian wants to.
Reviewing a movie this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, what did you review for us, Brian?
I'm reviewing the new King Cruel album. It's called The Ooze. And it's really
the
cool,
Ooze?
Actually. Yeah. All caps. OOZ. I don't know if it's OOZ or, you know. It's
Okay.
It's really cool. It's like very low key. It has a lot of, like, very post punky cuts. A lot of also, like, very jazz inspired, almost nearing trip hoppy.
Ooh,
cuts.
Wow.
Almost every instrumental is heavily jazz inspired.
These genres.
Yeah.
Beats
really
Brian.
Cool.
Beats of Brian.
Oh yeah, wait, this is officially Beats of Brian, right? Or the
No, it's absolutely not Beats
is
with
it
Brian.
The
there will never be a Beats with Brian.
Is it still the breakdown with Brian?
I think.
No,
I
it's the
know.
Breakdown with no Brian's name attached to it.
I don't think my
oh,
name
so it's just
is
the breakdown.
Yeah.
We can shorten it to like Bry's Beats or something.
Oh, God.
You guys use alliteration.
You could...
I will kill you.
Bry's Beats.
We already have.
My name is Gabriella Godlewski, and I despise alliteration. Stop.
It's horrible.
I do like Miles in movies, though. Like, that's really good.
Like, Miles' name is like a metric, you know? My name isn't anything. It's just Brian.
Brian's of music.
Brian's of music would
beats
be like...
Beats with Brian just sounds like...
Horrible.
Brian's beats. Oh, so
everyone sound off in the comments what Brian's of music review...
Brian beats you up.
Section should be called.
Call him.
Oh,
you can pick up a copy of The Pioneer at any newspaper stand at your local Cooper building or The Bean and right here on pioneer.cooper.edu. That concludes this episode of Tunage. Thank you, everyone, for sitting in with me. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back with a new theme and new music to listen to on the next episode, coming out with the release of the next issue of The Pioneer. Drop us some feedback on anything Tunage or Pioneer-related, especially that Brian name.
Column.
Art name
I
should
totally
be
think
suggestions.
It should be Brian Beats You Up, honestly.
Brian Beats You Up.
Dear God.
That is that on that. This has been Tunage. We will see you on the next one.
Bye.
A new world hang out.
falling straight.